Okay, gracias, bebé. What's up, guys? Valentina is here helping me do the intro. Just want to let y'all know about some upcoming tour dates. We will be in Corpus Christi, Texas at Mesquite Comedy Club real soon. That is June 19th and June 20th. Then we head back to El Paso, Texas. It's been a while, El Paso. We will be at the Comic Strip June 25th through the 27th. And then over at Atlanta, ATL, the Atlanta Comedy Theater, July 16th. And then West Palm Beach, Florida, July 19th. More details to come. Make sure you go to chingoblin.com. But without further ado, let's get into the episode with Houston-based artist Georgie. He's multi-talented, multifaceted. It's his second time on the show. And ladies and gentlemen, Georgie. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Live, broadcasting live all the way from an underground bunker. It's your boy Chingo Bling. And we have a special series. I don't know what this could become, but, you know, I hit up my boy, Georgie Casanova, yesterday, alias El Jorge Casanova. And I was just like, yo, man, I got to pick his brain. And that's who we have on the show today, man. Houston-based, internationally known artist, photographer, creative mind, George Casanova. Brother, how you doing?
Man, good, bro. Good, bro. Just shit. I appreciate you having me, man. It's always a pleasure to chop it up with you, bro.
All right. So, look, man, a lot of people not from H-Town, they're not going to understand the laid back. You know what I'm saying? You know, right now, chill. You know what I'm saying? We got people tuning in from everywhere. So, this is your second time on the on my podcast. And you already doing big things. I seen you crank up the heat. You're focused. You know, your moves. Your moves are always, you know, just from the outside looking in, you know, I'm like, yo, man, this dude really knows how to put something out that combines ideas that gets people talking and it creates interest. Like, you know, I have some of your art at the crib. It's the poster with all like the Houston rappers. And a lot of people, I get a lot of feedback from that. Like, yo, man, I just got my poster in the mail from Georgie. And man, it's dope to see you on there or whatever. So yeah. I know, you know, it's out there. So congratulations. So first of all, how are you doing with this quarantine, man?
Man, bro, I think it's positive and negative, you know what I mean? I think everybody can use, like, you know, I don't know about everybody, I think creative-wise, you know what I mean? It kind of gives you, like, a little time to breathe and, you know, kind of reset and work on stuff that you probably ain't had time to work on or new skill sets, stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, I'm blessed here, you know, alive, grateful, you know what I'm saying?
So speaking of skill sets, I was looking on your Instagram. And you're learning how to do like 3D models. Are you planning on printing some 3D figurines, or what's going on, brother?
Oh no, I had a good friend of mine help me with that. I've always wanted to get like into figures and stuff like that. I'm big on collectibles. You know what I mean? I like when people are able to, you know, physically have the art in their crib, whether it be a poster or some type of keychain, something collectible. You know what I mean? So I had a homie. He's helped me start, you know, messing, getting to like the little figurine area. You know what I mean? Just giving people dope stuff they can have in their crib and appreciate.
Yes. Speaking of collectibles, one of the brands that you have that has continued to be like a classic is your From the South. I don't know if you see it as a brand under an umbrella or how you treat it, but I know people really jump on those in terms of collectibles.
Yeah, nah, man, that was just one of them pieces of product, and I feel like everybody has it, you know, whether it be with music or a song. This is one of the pieces of product. I was like, damn, this is a dope saying. I feel like people don't use this enough, you know. I threw it on a hat here, I threw it on stuff here, and before I knew it, people were like, you know, they love it, you know, they appreciate it, they get the message, they want to, you know, be empowered by it. And that shit really took off way more than I thought it was. So I've always thought, you know, it's kind of dope because it is like its own little brand under me, and like it has its own meaning, and you know, people appreciate it. So that's really dope.
Yeah, it definitely has that cultural pride aspect. Mm-hmm. Something that can connect. I remember last time we spoke, you know, I forget what other states you have on there, but do you have like Alabama? Do you have one that's all of like all the states?
Nah, what I try to do is like, I'll do a piece with the slogan on it And, you know, I might have a little hint of Texas or Houston on it. But for the most part, I have one where it just says, just from the South, that way anybody can rock it. You know what I'm saying? Whether it be wherever they're at, they can rock it. You know, they don't feel like they can't wear it, you know?
Yeah. So I picture like that on some murals. Is that on any walls? Have I seen that on any walls around Houston?
The slogan from the South?
Yeah, the from the South, like yours?
Nah, actually not. I mean, I'm always open to it. So if anybody wants to involve it in their work, I always feel like that it kind of belongs to everybody. You know what I mean? I don't want people, you know, like.
Hey. You know, Sometimes it really don't belong to everybody.
That's the truth.
I don't know if you've ever met B someone.
Yeah.
But I texted him the other day because I saw a beer, like a brewery. It's probably an indie out of local. I don't know. I can't remember mm-hmm. who it was. But it had like the B someone thing, like artwork. And I know like two or three little clothing lines popped up with it. And I texted him. I was like, "Hey, man, you know, do you got a lawyer? That you know, did you license this to them?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, I didn't want to dig in his business.
Yeah.
But partially, he's like, well, some stuff we kind of, we'll step in and kind of make a fuss and go after. You know what I'm saying? But he's like, other stuff, I just feel like, you know, well, it's kind of like public domain ish.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, I can't stand when they paint over his thing too because it's.
Yeah.
It's
a weird area, bro. And that's the homie. I've known him for, I've, you know, had the pleasure of knowing him for a few years now. But I see what you mean, because it's like, there's a difference between like paying homage and then just being like, oh, this is popping. Let me press up 50 shirts and sell them. And it's like, damn.
Yeah.
Like,
and not only that, sometimes it'd be like a big brand. Imagine if Jameson hadn't, you know, y'all hadn't connected and they mm-hmm. just commissioned another artist to hey man, put this from the South on it with this type of lettering, and then put Jameson times H Town or something.
Yeah.
And we ain't got to really do it the right way. With Georgie. Have you seen LA Originals?
Yeah. Oh man, that was great.
So it was trippy because I've kicked it with both of them cats, and I stayed in touch throughout the years with Estevan. Like, I'll give you an example. The year I decided to, post up in LA and work on some projects, I hit him up like, hey, man, I'm looking for a place. You know, what area do you recommend? And if you recall in the documentary, they were like always in, Skid Row, like downtown,
Row, yeah.
Which now it's like homeless people, yoga studio, cafe, like restaurant.
Yeah.
It's all like gentrified. But I remember asking him, hey man, I'm coming to LA, da da da. He's like, man, just come downtown, bro. I'm like, okay, well, we're downtown, like Staples Center. He's, you know, Skid Row. I'm like, damn, son. And, but anyway, the reason I bring them up is because I met them because I actually had a photo shoot with Esteban, but I met them and I remember them literally telling me the story that's in the documentary. Like, well, first this dude got into tattoos and I somehow ended up on as a road manager for these people, and I just put the play together. And anytime he tatted somebody, I made sure to get the footage. Like, I made sure to get the drop, and so on and so forth. And made sure 50 Cent on camera be like, "Yo, these cost $35,000, whatever," just so that so that when you're in Kentucky negotiating with somebody, you can at least get $3,500. But but anyway, I bring them up because some of the moves they made, like when they would work with brands or like Hollywood production studios, like, yo, we got this movie coming out. It's like they did a really good job of keeping it local, authentic, with that nuance where people just know, like, hey man, these are the dudes. They really with the people they say they with, type of thing.
Yep,
like they really be at the spots. Like they really get inspiration from the grassroots, and they know how to like person like yourself. They know how to process all that into your brain, like a little funnel. And then okay, well, what elements do I like? Like the Georgie algorithm be like, south, no, even in your head, you like Texas, now delete colors. Ah, okay, I see these colorways. Okay, that's the sweatpants like that. And then you spit out culture.
Yeah.
So, I compare you guys because, you know, that's the sweet spot, man. You want to be a paid artist. Like the biggest lie ever told is starving artists. It's a lot of artists that ain't
starving. Yeah. Shit, if you consider Joe Rogan an artist, which he is, he ain't starving either.
I saw that. Yeah, definitely.
He ain't tripping. So yeah, man, you've done everything from skateboards and all kind of stuff. And recently, I saw on your Instagram you hosted and curated a live from the quarantine, like a music session.
Yeah.
How did that come about?
Man, the good thing is that since, like, you know, I work with Jameson and I've been able to kind of like put these events together, that I really like, you know, I really like messing with them because they actually care about the culture and they want to see who's up and coming and they want to support those people, you know what I mean? So, like, I wanted to just kind of shine a light on some of the up and coming artists, you know what I mean? Like, those two people I chose, which is Lily and Jack Freeman, are amazing artists. And, like, I'm big on, like, showing support and showcasing anybody coming up and doing their thing, because, like, for me, it feels like I would have wanted somebody to do that for me coming up. So why not spread love and be like, yo, he's killing it, she's killing it, y'all need to check them out. You know, whether it's two fans or five new fans, those are people that can support them now, you know?
And speaking of supporting artists, brother, you did something amazing recently. where I'm going to let you tell it, but from the outside looking in, it was just like one day you just got inspired to, you felt like giving away some money. So tell us about that.
Yeah, man. I had been like on social media a lot, like, you know, just like anybody else, you know, I had a lot of downtime, and I started seeing, like, even like close homies of mine, like, tweet, like, yo, this is affecting me crazy. Like, I had this job dropped, or damn, you know, I had all these jobs just dropped. And a lot of people don't consider the fact that, you know, all this content we get nowadays from photographers and music artists and painters, all that. Yeah, everybody has fun reposting them and shit, but nobody thinks about the fact that, like, yo, a lot of these people, that's all they do for a living. You know what I mean? If you're a photographer, you might do that full time. You have 5 or 6 gigs get canceled because, you know, everything that's going on right now. Mm-hmm. Your income gone. You know, you didn't see it coming. You was thinking like, oh, I'm booked next month. You know, so like it hit everybody crazy, and I was just
Man, you preaching to the choir, man. Sound like you talking exactly to me. Like, you know, like you had like a, let's just say you had like a comedy tour, right? And you had all these cities lined up.
See, and it's like, people
come and just snatched them off the table.
Exactly. So I'm looking at this, I'm like, damn, bro, like, I know, you know, everybody's talking about helping all these people, but a lot of people don't think about the fact that a lot of these artists, self-employed, they have a way harder time of getting support and getting funds than, you know, other people, you know? And I'm just like, dog, I really want to help them. So, the first thing I thought of was like, man, what's the way I can help them without making it too crazy? You know what I mean? Things gotten a little bit safer now. You know, I think it's still a little sketchy, but, you know, originally I wanted to try maybe some shirts or hats. But the problem with that is, like, you want to eliminate that many people touching the objects just so, like, if somebody buys something, it's safe for them to purchase it. You know, you might do T-shirts, the printer going to touch it, the people that manufacture the T-shirts are going to touch it. You know, so I was like, you know, one thing I've always had the ability to do is I print a lot of my own prints. I keep them limited, but I still print a lot of my own prints. So I was like, man, if I could, you know, control a certain amount of prints, you know, get them out to the people, it'll be safe. You know, I'll feel safe about getting them out to the customers, and I can control the inventory and I don't have to take a large hit, and I can give away most of this money that I got from the products and get it to the hands of some of the artists that need it the most, you know? So at first I was like, if, you know, like, man, I wonder if people will support, but man, people came out the door swinging, ready to support all the artists, man. And I was able to kind of like set up an email, get people to like get all the artists, whatever area you were in. If you're a tattoo artist, photographer, a music artist, a painter, I was like, yo, just email me here, you know, tell me what you need help on, and we're going to send you this paper immediately. So, you know, we did that. I posted a picture on my Instagram, I'm shipping all the orders out. Like, man, I ain't gonna lie, bro, it was so much work. But at the end of the day, it was just like, man, it was worth it. We got all the funds to people who needed it. And that's
hey, great. Hey, the average cat would have ran off on the plug with that. hey, man, we ain't seen Georgie on social media in about 6 weeks. somebody said they saw him in the Bahamas, bro.
No, man, it was great, man. I told everybody, like, just in, everybody who ordered, because there was orders from everywhere. There's a lot of orders from Houston. There's a lot of orders from other states. I made sure to tell everybody, yo, y'all, you know, we really appreciate the shit.
Yeah, so you brought back a limited print, right? Like, yeah, man, that was in demand, that had been sold out.
Yeah, because I still get like DMs to restock certain prints, and I'm just like, yo, I'm not really in a rush. I don't really like doing the cash grabs. Like, I still want to make sure that people who have the art feel like, you know, like they have a piece of, you know, like, culture that's has value. So, you know, I didn't rush it. And then finally, when I was thinking, I was like, yo, this perfect time. It's been a few years, like, since I really restocked everything.
Yeah. And you say you do your own prints. You talking about like the posters or like t-shirts?
Yeah. Prints, my own photo prints. Man, I still got my own gallery printer, so I'm able to print out my own inventory and, you know, like kind of control it and quality inspect it and all that.
That's what's up, man. And so what do you what did you come out of this quarantine? I mean, like the economy's opening back up, but like what kind of habits did you like, good habits did you like? Oh, like me, for example, I started fucking around in the garden, doing these little home workouts, taking walks. And the crazy thing is, like, since we're home all together so much and having meals together, like, we blessing the food, you know. Like, it's not one of those, like, oh, we just started eating. Now it's like, hey, this is one of the little things we do that we want to keep, you know, one of the good habits, you know, call my parents more often. How about yourself?
I think reflection, bro. Like this really gave me time to, of course, family, you know what I mean? I'm catching up with them, make sure everybody's okay right now. But just to be able to chill and take a second to kind of, you know, take everything in. I'm big on, like, I tell people all the time, like, I'm big on breaks. Like, I'm big on, like, you know, taking a second to step away from stuff. Cause I feel like sometimes when you rush things too much, it might not be what you wanted. So, like, I've been able to take breaks, kind of like, you know, get back into the creative process of, like, you know, being inspired for movies and just really enjoying, you know, being able to have time off and do what I want artistically right now. Cause most of the time it's go, 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 go. And it's like, damn, I can't even catch an hour or two to myself just to kind of like reset.
But, man,
biggest takeaway.
Yeah, absolutely. I had a conversation yesterday, and it's the guy that, and anyway, what did he say? What did he tell me? He said, he was like, Chingo, remember when I saw you at that show? He said, I told you and your wife, he said, the problem with these two is going to be, you know, what did he say? He's like, don't let the tour keep you from a career, basically. So in other words, you go, 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 rush, 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 next city, promote, come back, repack, whatever. And he's like, you know, that's what this time has served us to, like you were saying, you know, plan, strategize, just take a little breather, look at it from a different angle.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, shit, we've been going live more often, and that's some shit I never would do. It'd be like, live for what? You know what I mean? Like, who does that? And just different little, earlier you had said you were learning new skills too. And that's one thing I always promote and preach to anybody that'll listen. It could be my kids, anybody. Mm-hmm. The concept of a talent stack. Like once you start to combine a variety of different skills from different categories, then they start to mesh a little bit different in your brain. So let's say, you learn something from carpentry that you end up applying to Photoshop.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, you mentioned skills. What kind of stuff are you talking about?
Man, shit. I think, like, immediately, like, when we went to, like, you know, lockdown and had, like, you know, I had time free. One of the things, like, I dabbled with was making a music video look like a video game. So I told my bro Les, like, yo, you just dropped some new music. I got time right now to kind of like do whatever creatively I want. I'm gonna take one of your songs. I'm gonna make it look like a music video. I mean, I'll make it look like a video game. Like, you know, like some 12-bit, like, you know, Super Mario. That was one of the first projects I did. It took me like 4 days. And I was like, man, I think I can do this. You know, I dabbled in it before. I never really did that much work before. And I did it. And like, dog, that shit came out. It still is crazy because it's short. It's only like 2 minutes and 30 seconds, something like that. But it literally looks like we took Les and we put him in a music video for a video game and his music playing. But like he goes on his little adventure. I don't know if you've seen it yet, but it's on my Instagram when you get a chance.
When y'all dropped it, a couple weeks ago or when?
It was like the first week. Let me see.
Oh, I'll check it out. I was just curious.
March 27th. But that was one of the first things I did. I was like, man, I want to kind of push myself visually. So we knocked that out. And then I think after finishing that, it kind of like, I told myself like, damn, I did that shit. You know, it's crazy what you can do when you actually got time and you really tell yourself like, man, fuck it, I'm going to do this. Like, let's do it. Let's make it work. You know, and that applies to a lot of people because it's like, there might be something that, you know, you might be like, I ain't got the time. I don't want to do that. I don't feel like it. Say, go for it. You know, it ain't nothing but a try.
And have you been dabbling like with your photography? Because you take some dope photos throughout the years, a lot of like CD covers and stuff like that. And I'm actually in the process of just, you know, rethinking, because I get people ask me all the time, man, when we gonna see the version of you with the boots, and where's, you know, where's the thermometer kick? And I'm like, hey, I'm down, but I want the shit to be like fucking dope as shit, not just, oh, I saw him at HEB with his boots. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like, oh, you just taking a shower with your cowboy hat on. It's I want it to be like, yo, okay, today we're gonna bring him out, but it's gonna be a dope photo shoot with like Georgie, for example.
Exactly.
And this is the concept, and this is the outfits, and these are the angles, these are where the lights are gonna go, and we got these props or whatever, shit like that. But have you been fucking with photography lately?
Oh man, honestly, I've been like trying to schedule shoots. You know what I mean? Like keep it real safe. So like, I'm trying to pick days and make it safe where it's just like it's maybe just me and the person. Or maybe me and one or two, you know, like just real, like, you know, it'll make it awkward and make sure everybody's feel comfortable. So stuff like that. But I'm just like on a daily basis, but it's just more honestly just booking and planning and be like, you know, this day we're going to try and stuff like that.
Yeah. I was going to ask you about, oh, have you been hearing, like, I don't know if you listen to Joe Rogan and them, but like a bunch of, like big names in the comedy world have been thrown around like, man, they're frustrated with their California governor and their mayor. So they're like, man, you know how big of a house I could get in Waco? And you know what I mean? I can shoot my guns. Yeah, I got a gymnasium.
I've been seeing that.
But yeah, like, you know, I guess let's just talk about like, you know, Houston culture and like how lucky we are to live in this hot, humid, cultural, diverse food. What are some of your favorite things, man, about the city? Because I know you've been everywhere, Japan, you've been all these places, but what is it about home?
Man, I think it's the authenticity, bro. I think there's a lot of stuff that we have here that everybody looks up to or gets inspired to from, and that's actually what I try to put inside of like the merch or the art, bro. It's like I try to make people like, yo, be proud, you know what I mean? Like we have a lot of things that, you know, a lot of people don't have. And you know, of course, you know, we'll always have our issues just like any other city, but it's like, I try to, you know, influence that and everything else. But I mean, shit, but if you're talking just on a city level, bro, I mean, you're talking about everything from food to culture to people to our artists, our catalog goes crazy back with artists. I mean, we got a lot to be proud of, but it's cool because even like you said, seeing people be like, damn, you know, I can go to Texas and I can give me a mansion for $300. Like, yeah, we got a lot of beautiful things, and space is one of them, you know? So it's dope seeing people be like, you know, because before all I see is jokes with, they just ride horses. They ain't got nothing over there. It ain't nothing but flat land. But it's like, nah, we got some stuff, bro.
And now that people are able to, like, work kind of remotely to where it's like, you know, you could literally be based out of Boston or something or Ohio or anywhere and work for a whole bunch of people or be freelance. Or have like your Patreon, or I mean, there's just a popping podcast. There's just so many different things where the future is headed to, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing that really trips me out. It's like, what's the next thing? Like, you know, you got Elon Musk talking about Neuralink. And are you familiar with simulation theory?
No. What's that?
Oh, man. You got to look into this. So basically, I'll send you a podcast to listen to, but simulation theory, they're saying that it's kind of debunking the Darwin's theory of evolution. So the argument is that if we, present day, 2020, we're able to have like Sims, computer games, and there's all kind of like simulators and simulations because our computers are strong enough to create little worlds, like video games, right? Create worlds. And so the argument is, if our society is capable of making, you know, any society that's capable of making one simulation, they're probably going to make multiple. And then the argument is, any society that's advanced enough is going to have even more advanced simulations where the inhabitants are self-aware, but they think they're flesh and blood. Like, and You know, it's like, well, I am flesh and blood. It's like, yeah, but yeah. You keep pulling in. It's like, well, what is that? It's like, well, it's matter. Okay, what the fuck is matter? You know what I mean? It's like, yep. What's out there? Space. It's like, well, can you ever reach the end of it? Or how does that work? Like, well, one, you can't go faster than the speed of light. So you're never really going to know you're in the game type of thing. So in a nutshell, the argument is it's more probable. If you would say that there's multiple simulations, it's more probable that you're in a simulation than in a naturally occurring organic universe of like had its own big bang on its own and all the little molecules, everything happened just right. The sun and, you know, they start walking upright and they discovered fire and what have you. But anyway, that's I don't know what kind of weed I smoke, but that's basically, that's basically it. It's like, It's more probable that we're living in a simulation than it being, oh, we're just one of the lucky organic, we just kind of happened on our own.
Something happened.
And we made it this far.
Yeah.
Don't nobody know, but it's interesting how simulation theory argues that we have a creator. So it's almost like all the religious people are like,
no.
All Darwin motherfuckers are like, we're atheists and we evolved from chimps. And then, they looking crazy like, nah, man, I feel like somebody created us. Like, they're not looking crazy no more.
I'm not opposed to like people having their own thoughts, you know what I mean? I feel like a lot of even in the craziness, I feel like people still discover things that are useful in one way or another, you know what I mean? So it's like either way, you're still thinking, you're still, you know, creating.
Yeah, either way, yeah.
Steps. Yeah, I think it benefits one way or another. It ain't always beneficial, but I think creating and thinking your own way, something's gonna come out of it, you know. So man, right now, so.
Man, can you imagine some fucking they create like a virtual reality world, and in that world, you could like dress your little avatar up, and then you selling clothes in that bitch.
No. But see, I feel like that'll come eventually, because it's like, all right. So let's say, for example, people play. Because even I play PlayStation. Let's say you play PlayStation for 2-3 hours. Right? It's just going to get more advanced to the point of where, like, because even some kids, I'm sure they spend 8 or 9 hours a day. It's just going to get to the point where it's so advanced, so technical, so crazy, so involved that you're just probably going to be there for 15, 18. You know, people might not see you. You stayed in that world for a whole 24 hours, you know? So, I mean, stuff like that will come eventually, especially with everything just keep getting crazy and updating and video games getting more complex and integrated. Stuff.
Yeah, it's like CGI is, I mean, have you seen Little Michaela on Instagram?
Yes.
I mean, that's prime example of like, bro.
Where things can go, bro. That's exactly it.
It's like, I've seen some funny memes. Like, they'll take a screenshot of some shit she posted where she's just like all posing and the caption. You know, sometimes don't you be thinking like, damn, life's a trip or something. And then they screenshot where the person commented like, first of all, bitch, what the fuck are you? Or
something. Hey, but no, that's a prime example right there. It's stuff can get really, really crazy quick.
And it reminds me of like what you said earlier. You said like Houston's known for, or part of our appeal is the authenticity. It's transparent. Mm-hmm. Like what you see is what you get. For the most part, people do what they say around here. We kind of at a different pace. We're in our own bubble. We're very like independent, spirited. And I know that was like my North Star when I was navigating the music business. Like, you know, different people navigated it from their perspective and where they're from or whatever. But I just knew, like in the beginning, man, I just looked up to Jay Prince and like Master P and people that had ownership. I looked up to them so much that when offers would come, I would refer to my constitution, right? So at this point, we're adhering to this policy, which is like we kind of want greater control, because I didn't know what Chingo Bling was. Like, I was still trying to figure out, like, some people see me as parody and Weird Al, but some people want me to try and fill this person's shoes, or, you know what I'm saying? And some people see me as just a Texas thing, and you have, it's like being a Houston-based chef. You're expected to cook with some Houston ingredients.
Yeah.
And sometimes that could be like cool because yeah, I want this in my palette, you know, but other times it's like, okay, but I'm gonna hit you with some other stuff that, mm-hmm. you know, might be a little bit ahead of its time or whatever.
Nah, that's true. And, and you always have to kind of make a balance, you know what I mean? Because there's still people that might be like, well, that's too Houston or that's too Texas or that's too Southern. So, you know what I mean? It's kind of like walking the line, but at the same time, it's like, you know, trying to create something dope for people to enjoy just for where they're from and making sure that, like, man, I want to make sure this appeals to everybody, even if they're not here, you know? So, I mean, actually, you know more than anybody, you know? It's just like you trying to make sure that you can please everybody and make something everybody can appreciate. You know, it's hard.
Yeah, nah, that's it. I would argue that that idea, it sometimes it's best to keep it out of your head. Like anything that has to do with perfection, anything that has to do with like what's the word I'm looking for? I guess where the end goal is not upsetting too many people or not being too polarizing, because it is very hard. Like just the fact that you included me on that poster, I already knew. I was already like, "Ooh, I don't want to see the comments on this." You know what I'm saying? Like, man, I don't want to be in nobody's debate. Like, you can have it. I mean, it's in a way you want to be relevant enough to where somebody's arguing on your behalf at a barbershop. Yeah. You know, but I was like, "Man, okay, Georgie, well, shit, man, you know, I'm glad you decided that, but it's probably going to be a lot. Actually, I think I did see a comment from somebody. I did see a comment from somebody that was kind of like, I think they didn't understand it was one artist's interpretation. And he wasn't saying those are the only ones. He wasn't saying those are the only ones that are ever going to make it. He wasn't saying none of the new people are good. But for whatever reason, people took it like it was a complex top 10.
that's how people always gonna take it. You know, it's gonna be like, all right, this is his list. It's wrong. It don't look nothing like mine. This is not right. But it's, I try to explain it just pretty much the same way you said it. Like, this is my interpretation of people who I feel like influenced shit and made a difference. You know what I mean? And if you don't agree and, you know, 10 people need to be swapped in your head, you're more than welcome to make your own design and then put the people on there that made a difference. But that's how I feel. Of course, I saw a lot of complaints, you know what I mean, from you being on there to, man, pretty much, there was a complaint about probably like half the list, like, why is he in there? You could have swapped him for this person. And it's like, bro, you know, but the good thing was, like, there was a lot of debates that I saw, like, even when people reposted it. But for the majority, like 80%, it was love. Like, a lot of people, you know, they liked it.
Yeah, you know, I'm not tripping because, you know, it's trippy, man. One thing that I'm learning, I'm 40. One thing I'm learning is that everybody lives in their own reality. Yeah. So there is no way people will ever agree 100% on some shit because you'll be having a heated debate with somebody and it's like, hold on, time out. Like, you're looking at that word different than how he's looking at that word. Or for example, when people be like, man, that's not fair. Well, nothing is ever going to be fair because your idea of fair is going to be different than their definition of fair. I mean, so on and so forth. You know, like, for example, you could have a Muslim and a Christian, like, sitting together on a park bench, and they both eating a sandwich. They're probably having a nice conversation about the weather and or whatever, right? They're coexisting. They have families. They have a ton in common, and they believe different things. So technically, they're operating in the same world with very fundamentally different beliefs. So, like, they function perfectly in society, but there are other religions too. So therefore, everybody, you're able to live your life while having your own little bubble reality. Like, you see it every day on the news where it'll be like, uh-huh, he said this. One half that represents one team is like, see, racist. Yep. You know, it's right there. And then the other half that watches a different news network that believes in different stuff, they're like, yeah, but, you know, I heard the same exact thing, but I didn't see it as racist or whatever. Yeah. Like, I was just saying. And just artistically, man, it's almost like that has helped free me up because, you know, I look at it like, I mean, everyone, like, for example, if I tell a joke on stage, I can already just free myself up that like 20% of the room might misinterpret everything I said. Another 20% probably didn't hear, But this remaining 60%, they cracking the fuck up because they got it and they painted the picture in their head. I'm just saying words and I'm doing subtle faces, but in their mind, they see the car, they see my dad's truck, they see the
whole picture.
Yeah. So, but they cast it in their head. But
it's a positive or negative because I think it sparks. Whatever the topic may be, it sparks conversation. You know what I mean? And that's a big thing on like in social media and everything nowadays. It's like sometimes that's bad, but at the same time, it gets people talking. You know, and I think all that leads to like people just communicating and telling their opinion. And yeah, sometimes it goes crazy. Some people can't get their opinion across without arguing. But at the same time, it's like when people talking about a subject, you know, it's still them talking about it. You know, so it's good. It has its ways.
So let me ask you this as we wrap up. I want to ask you, what is your morning routine like? Or you could do night routine if that one's more.
Yeah. Honestly, start the day off the same way. I check emails and then I get my to-do list. I'm big on writing down what I need to do for the day. I know some people do like notepad and like stuff like that, but I'm like, if I don't physically see it in front of me or next to me, you know, I might forget. So I'm big on writing notes. Like sometimes my desk is covered in sticky notes and I'll get it done though. You know, I look forward to crossing things out throughout the day. You know, it might be 10 things like, oh, you need to get these done today. And it's like, oh, done. Trash it up at the end of the day, throw it away. Next morning, start fresh. Boom, new list. What needs to get done today? So that keeps me on track. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Visually writing it down. And another thing I like to think about is like goals versus systems. Mm-hmm. So let's say the goal is like, man, I want to drop 5 pounds by September or whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the goal, right? But the system is like, all right, I'm a hire a trainer or I'm going to make sure I jog every morning or whatever the case may be. What is one of your favorite, like, I guess, go-to systems, whether it's like, you know, I make sure I do X amount of Photoshop or whatever. What are some of your systems that you use?
All right. So basically, since I'm able to kind of do like a little bit of everything, you know, photo, video, whatever, I'll kind of like focus an area on like, let's say, for example, I feel like I haven't done enough video, like this quarter, I haven't done enough video. I'll make sure that like next month, that's what I dedicate to. That's where my mind is at. And I try, you know, even if I have to make a note of it, it's like, yo, this month I have to dedicate it to this. I feel like I've been slacking. That's what I have to do. And just knowing that that's what I have to look forward to next month, my mindset is already on, all right, let's start searching. Let's look up recent videos. Let's look up some of my past work, you know, keep your mind going, keep motivated. Cause it's one thing to tell yourself like, oh, next month, you know, I want to learn Photoshop. And you just kind of keep it in your head, keep like that. Well, if you're not taking no action, you're obviously not going to do nothing. You know, make some notes, write some goals. What do you want to do in Photoshop? You want to put your first CD cover together? Write that down. Start looking up stuff. You don't have to go into action now, but even researching is progress. You know what I mean? So I even tell my homies sometimes, it's like, you got to take the first step. Start Googling, start searching. You know, even if you don't open Photoshop today, get on YouTube, start looking up what you need. And I mean, that'll all lead to progress. You know, as long as you're making at least one step towards it, at least, you know, it's progress. It's better than nothing.
Alrighty, man. So let them know what new project you want them to go check out. What new product you drop?
Oh man, I got a few things I'm working on. I know a lot of people are asking about gear and stuff like that. Just how we're talking about, like, you know, From the South has taken kind of like its own. It's created itself into something big. So I'm coming back to that because I know like some people want to tease and stuff like that. But besides that, it's just a lot of little things, man. I got some collabs coming up with some amazing artists as far as like products. I can't touch into them just because, like, you know how the stuff goes. Sometimes it might not come out, sometimes it might, but definitely rough stages. But I got some really dope products coming out. And then I'm hoping to, even with you, you know, when you get some free time, I want to get back to, you know, working with the artists when the city clears up and, you know, we can do stuff safely, videos, photos, you know, the whole nine.
Well, yeah, man, keep me in mind if you stumble across a certain vibe or something, you're like, you know what? I'm going to see if this fool's down to do a cartoon. You know what I'm saying? Some crazy ass shit. But, your social media, Instagram, at Georgie, right?
Yeah, Jorgey. That's the website. That's the Instagram. And then the website is Georgie, Jorgey with the S. So, Georgies.com. And you can check out all my past work and any of the new stuff we got coming up. normally announced it on those two.
Awesome, brother. Hey, man, you might have to come interior decorate some shit, put some little skateboards, I say, from the south.
I got you.
Fly shit.
But, dope, man. I appreciate you having me, and it's always, I told you, it's always dope to chop it up with you.
All righty, brother. Hey, man, respect. Keep killing it, and thanks for coming on to the show, man. Have a good one.
For sure. You too, bro.
Peace.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.